Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back for another exciting night of high school basketball. Today, it's the girls' 2-5 district championship. The winner of tonight's contest gets a ticket to Lincoln to go to the state tournament next week. The loser will call their season at an end, and it is an exciting up here, one that we normally reserve for football, in the fact that it's the Cambridge Trojans taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats, a storied football rivalry, now passing to the basketball ranks. And it's a great matchup tonight because it's two teams that have had an off-and-on regular season. Cambridge certainly coming up on top of their sub-district. And I must say it is a very, if I might say so, a very subpar sub-district.
Well, you know, Rob, when you take a look at the two teams, obviously you look at Blue Hill, and they got to be the Cinderella story coming into this district championship match, Rob. They were the fourth seed in their sub-district. They had to get through Sandy Creek just to get a chance, and then they knocked off the number two seed Shelton. So Blue Hill has done everything that they could have possibly done so far, but now they've got a number one seed from the other sub-district. That was Cambridge, who got through Alma, and they also got through Elm Creek as well. But you look at the record in comparison to the sub-districts, Rob. Really, the C29, which we called 2 weeks ago, was really a much tougher sub-district. But that, you know, not taking anything away from Cambridge, they've done what they've had to do. But, you know, you look at them on paper, and they might have that better record, Rob. But certainly when you look at the strength of schedule, and that's going to come into play tonight, I believe. You saw Blue Hill early on in the season. They really took some tough opponents, and I think that's got them physically ready for tonight's contest.
Yeah, I'm going to go a step further and say that the heart of both of these teams is going to play a huge factor, because nobody wants to see their season come to an end. Both these teams want that ticket to go to Lincoln for the state championship in this C2 district. But Cambridge, as you mentioned, comes into the contest with a record of 18-4. They have played good teams in D1 and have done very well on their schedule. And otherwise, they would not be here, clearly. And they, again, were the number one seed. Blue Hill has had to fight an uphill battle just to get here. You mentioned they had to beat the number one ranked Sandy Creek team to get here. That was a shocker. That was the upset of the tournament, as far as I'm concerned. And then that they still weren't done. They still had to take on, you know, Ravenna and a very tough squad there. And they also had to get past Gibbon in the opening round. And that was a game that many people had written off as a sleeper there, that Gibbon was going to sneak in. But Blue Hill girls somehow managed to dig deep and pull it out and keep coming and keep charging. And here they are now on the doorstep of the state capitol, trying to get into the big tournament. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will look at some of the matchups, some of the starters, and some of the big numbers tonight, and see what kind of a game we can expect when we return with our Kirk Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the C5 District Championship. We are in Minden tonight. I don't know if I mentioned that before. Rob Austin, Tyson Habronick with you. Welcome back to the Kirk Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kirk Chevrolet Hastings only GM certified used dealership. No worries at Kurt Chevrolet. Well, we're looking at some of these matchups here tonight, and the Bobcats, they're one of those teams that it's kind of hard to put your finger on, and the fact that these girls play with so much heart and so much intensity that if any one of them shows up tonight, we're going to be in fantastic shape. Of course, some of the ones that we want to definitely be keeping an eye on tonight, it's all going to come down pretty much of the big girls to the bottom. Talking before the show began here about the size matchup, and it's pretty even on paper. There's maybe a couple inch advantage for Blue Hill because Alyssa Willicott towers in at 5'11". Everybody else is pretty much in the same ballpark, but Alyssa Willicott had a huge game against Shelton and did an absolutely fantastic job against Gibbon. And in Ravenna, everybody stepped up and contributed to the fact that Alyssa Willicott had 7 points in that. But Madison Coffey is going to need to be the big scorer tonight for Blue Hill.
Well, yeah, Robbie, you hit it exactly right. So when you got a matchup on paper that there's really no advantage in size, it's really going to come down to what team runs their offense the best. You know, maybe its defense is going to obviously play a huge role trying to force turnovers and trying to get your extra possessions. When you don't have that extra size, when you don't have that go-to play, it's all about running that offense and converting on as many possessions as possible. And I think that's the kind of game we're going to see tonight. Both teams, when you look around in the shoot-around, they both look really athletic. And I just think we're going to get a really good pace game. I think we're going to – both teams want to see us kind of slow down a little bit. They don't want to get into a run-and-gun-style game where – well, one team can take advantage and have a big swing.
Right. I don't see a high-scoring game. Of course, I have been wrong before. I have been known to be wrong before. And we've been kind of surprised by some of the scores we get. But I expect a real defensive game. Nobody really wants to make that big mistake that's going to cost them that invitation to the tournament.
Yeah, and it's one of the unfortunate things that we saw last night in the Blue Hill sub-district final against Ravenna. Blue Hill kind of came out, and they were running wide open, and they didn't really take time to set up their offense. It wasn't until the second half where they started to set things up that they start to creep back into that game, Rob. So, you know, I think that maybe they take a lesson from that, and they just go out and they play their game, Rob. If they play their game, I think Blue Hill has a really good shot to win here tonight against Cambridge.
Well, Coach Tim Strapp of the Blue Hill Bobcats certainly knows full well that you don't get this far and then change things. You want to keep your offense the same. You want to keep your defensive state the same. You don't want to switch anything up.
The only thing that I'm concerned about, and actually with both teams, is the amount of layoff that you have between the sub-district final and the district final is what we've been 8 days now without a basketball game between these two teams, and so
right.
You know the amount of intensity that you put into practice is. You really, as a head coach, you've got to play that style of game where you're playing like you're going to be playing, 48 minutes on a basketball court, right? You got to play at that game style intensity. And so, really, whatever it comes down to is who has the best week of practice is going to show up on the floor tonight.
That's it. And it's not about conditioning at this point. If you're not in condition by the time you get here, it's lost anyway. So it is it's all about just keeping things going the way that it has been, and I'm sure Coach Josh Graves feels exactly the same way about the Cambridge Trojans. We expect to see some solid play from Cambridge. We don't know a lot about them. Did not get a stat list from them, so we really are not quite sure about who to expect the big plays from, but we do know that Jerrica Lewis is pretty much the go-to girl for Cambridge. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our New Tech Seed starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
National anthem is complete, courtesy of the Cambridge Trojan Band. And that's another addition that we really look forward to. And I say that with all sarcasm about the presence of the bands coming out at playoff time. So time now for our starting lineups. Again, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. For the Cambridge Trojans, under head coach Josh Graves, coming into the contest at 18-4, their starters look like this: 5'9" senior Frankie Peterson, 5'7" sophomore Tori Garcia, 5'8" junior Taylor Dowen, 5'6" junior Danny Carpenter, and 5'9" senior Jerrica Lewis. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, their starting lineup, same usual suspects: Tim Strapp, the head coach, 13-8 on the year. Their starters, 5'8" junior forward Alyssa Overy, point guard 5'5" senior Kristen Kolmacher, 5'9" senior guard is Madison Coffey, and the 5'7" senior guard is Christine Herrick, and the 5'11" senior forward is Alyssa Willicott. That's the starting lineup, courtesy of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of the starting lineup. Lineups are the starters are now being introduced for Cambridge, and a little bit more pomp and circumstance as we get closer and closer to the state tournament. It's always kind of nice to see get the crowd in it. We do have a pretty good sized crowd on hand. Blue Hill, of course, packs the place on their side. Cambridge has a few open spots, and people are still pouring in. They have a little bit further to drive. Good crowd, though, and good support, as is always the so important when you get start getting to this level.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like when they announced these the non-starters too, it's just really nice, kind of a tribute to them, because they've come off the season, and they've been a spark plug off that bench, you know. And sometimes you just announce the starters, it's really some of those six men, you know, the seven players that come off the bench, they don't get that kind of credit. So it's really nice to see all the players getting announced before the game. And yeah, you're right, it brought the atmosphere here. This is a tournament match, because Rob, the winner will go on to the state tournament in Lincoln, the loser will go home.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the that's what where all the apples are playing from. Again, we are in Minden High School, home of the Whippets, and they are a very gracious host. We expect a fantastic ball game tonight. I still think it's going to be defense-oriented, but having not seen Cambridge thus far this year, they could pull off the surprises and be out there with a little run and gun, but we'll see how it all shakes up. Cambridge on the court now, starting five out there. They're wearing black uniforms with a white stripe down the side, and there's Blue Hill in their white uniforms with the blue stripes down the side. Alyssa Willicott will take the tip for Blue Hill, and she'll go against 5'9" senior Jerrica Lewis. And the tip-off is up, and we are underway. And I think we're going to re-jump. We had a jump ball right at the beginning. Kristen Kolmacher locked up with Tori Garcia, and those two now will go at it. And Garcia is going to tip it away, but it's going to go in the hands of Christine Herrick for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They'll start things off here in the opening moments of quarter number one. Kolmacher now with the ball, works her way over to the right side, just outside the perimeter. Being closely guarded by Frankie Peterson, and the ball's going to come loose. Kolmacher's going to come away with it, try to make the pass away, and it's going to bounce out of bounds off of Peterson of the Trojans. Blue Hill will keep the ball. It'll be Madison Coffey now. Over to get it for Blue Hill. Inbound pass goes to Kolmacher. Kolmacher now over on the right side, outside the arc, works her way around, bounce pass inside, picks up Alyssa Overy. Overy back to Kolmacher again on the right side. Bounce pass to Herrick from the free throw line just beyond. Rattles the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Frankie Peterson of the Cambridge Trojans. Pass ahead to Tori Garcia. She thought about going inside, turned away by Madison Coffey. They'll bring it back out to the top of the key. It'll be Frankie Peterson with the ball. She'll hand it off to Tori Garcia now. Garcia to Taylor Dowen. Now over to the right side, picked up by Lewis. Lewis goes underneath, Give and go. Nicely played. Frankie Peterson pops in for the first 2 points of the ball game. Cambridge on top, 2-0, 6:55 in the first quarter. Comercher now is going to getting some pressure from Taylor Dowen now. That's Trojan defense now. So far, it looks like a man-to-man defense from Cambridge. Coffey with the ball. She'll kick it back out to Herrick at the top of the key, just outside the arc. Bounce pass over to Willicott on the right side, beyond the key. Comercher now, thought about going for three. Pulls up, comes inside, gets the shot off. It's no good. Frankie Peterson again with a rebound for the Trojans, and they're back in business now, up 2-0. Pass over now from Danny Carpenter. Carpenter makes the pass. Ball is now in the hands of Tori Garcia. Bounce pass inside on the post, coming inside, and then kicked back out by Danny Carpenter. Shot is up and down. Tori Garcia pops for two, and it's 4-0. Cambridge on top. Blue Hill unable to get a good high percentage shot off. Comercher finally gets it across midcourt, drives it in now, goes back to the right side. Back over to the left side to Willicott. Willicott makes the pass to Herrick. Herrick throws it up. Low percentage shot. Frankie Peterson, I think it's her third or fourth defensive rebound. Her pass up ahead is going to be fought for. She had the easy layup, and I think it was Herrick that was involved with mixing that up. Our first foul of the ball game.
Right now, Rob, with Blue Hill offensively, they just got to slow things down. They've got to set their offense because right now they've only got really one good look at the basket, and they're just forcing up bad shots. And you said it, Peterson's been right there for the rebound the last three times.
No foul call. The ball was simply out of bounds. Cambridge has it back. Inside shot was up and missed, and then they're going to follow up with Jericho Lewis. Lewis pops in for two, and it's a 6-0 ball game. Blue Hill now down early. Herrick with the ball on the left side. Bounce pass to Overy. Overy standing at the free throw line. Passes over to the right side. Comercher goes up to Willicott. Willicott underneath, and it's up and in off the backboard. Nice looking pass from Comercher up and over. Willicott hauls it down and drops it in off the backboard. It's a 4-point Cambridge lead. 6-2, 4:56 to go in the first quarter. Shot is up, rattles the iron. No good from Tori Garcia, rather. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Cambridge should end up with the ball again. Oh, it's going to be go to Blue Hill as Alyssa Overy will head to the bench. Oh, it is Cambridge. Okay.
Say it looked like it went off her foot.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw. I thought they were waiting for Blue Hill to get back in. And now Cambridge with the ball. Trojans working inside now. Triple team. And shot was up. No good from Frankie Peterson. She was kind of surrounded on all three sides by Bobcats and put up a shot, but it went straight up and right back into the hands of the Bobcats. Now they're working on this 4-point deficit now, 6-2. Pushed up ahead now. Emily Harrifield's in the ballgame. 3-point shot from Coffey, and Coffey got nailed way after the shot, and no whistle until the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and Blue Hill's going to get it. But Willicott took a shot well after the ball had left her hand.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I don't know if any of the refs had their heads turned in that direction after the shot went up. I think they've all followed the ball. Nobody saw her come in and get absolutely shoved. Either way.
But she's up now. Pass inside. Once again to Willicott on the other side. She can't get it. Second effort goes up. It's no good. Fighting inside. Willicott comes away with it. It rolls out of bounds. And the Bobcats will get it back. Willicott and Herrick were fighting in there to make sure that ball stayed in the possession of Blue Hill. And it rolled out of bounds. And the Trojans touched it last. So here come the Bobcats now. Still down 6-2. Inbound pass picked up by Comercher. Comercher being covered now by Danny Carpenter. She'll give it up to Harrifield. 3-point shot from Coffey goes up and in. Madison Coffey pops for three, and it's a 6-5 ball game. Cambridge up by one. 3:54 to go in the first quarter. Pass over to the right side. Picked up now by Brooke Jewell of the Trojans. 3-point shot, no good from Taylor Darwin. Out of bounds it goes, and I think Blue Hill's going to get it. Last touch by Trojans, so now Blue Hill with an opportunity to regain the lead. Caitlin Kumpke enters the ball game. Herrick and Comercher will head to the bench. Jordan Atwater in for Blue Hill as well. Atwater now with the ball, crosses midcourt. Pass over to the right side to Kumpke. Still man-to-man coverage for Cambridge. Underneath, Kumpke gets all alone and goes off the backboard with a turnaround jumper. And Caitlin Kumpke Gumpke, rather, pops in, and Blue Hill has their first lead of the ball game, 7-6.
And nobody picked her up on that offensive set after she made the nice pass inside. She went all the way around the baseline.
Two-point jump shot goes up and in. Danny Carpenter gets it for Cambridge, and it's 8-7. Cambridge back on top. Nice-looking field goal from the left side from Cambridge, from Carpenter, about 16 feet out. Blue Hill now with the ball. Jordan Atwater with it. Works her way to the top of the key, makes the handoff down to Emily Harrifield, to Willicott. She'll try to back her way in, or excuse me, Coffey tries to back her way in. Her shot off the backboard was no good. Rebound hauled down by Cambridge. Hunter passes it up ahead, or Peterson rather, passes it up ahead, and it goes out of bounds. Too hot to handle for Cambridge. Cambridge calls a quick timeout. Josh Graves wants to talk about it. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Osgrave, timeout, back to action now. Blue Hill with the ball. Atwater goes around the right side into the wing. Bounce pass inside goes off of Overy. Last touch.
That's touched by Cambridge.
By Cambridge. It looked like it was Haley Long that got a hand on it for Cambridge. So Blue Hill will maintain possession, trailing by one. It's an 8-7 ball game, 2:26 to go in the first quarter. Shot is up from the free throw line. It is Alyssa Willicott on the inbound pass, and she pops it for two. Blue Hill now back up on top, 9-8. Cambridge with the ball. Now Peterson. Drives inside, gets some attention, shot is up, but it's no good on the left side. Traveling violation called on Danny Carpenter.
That's too bad for Cambridge. There was a nice little ball fake there by the point guard going up for the fake shot. Every single Blue Hill player went up to block the shot. Wide open, Danny Carpenter, and she traveled with the ball, and that took away a good shot opportunity.
Bobcats now with a chance to build on their lead. Atwater shoots from the left side, rolls around, it's out. Cambridge hauls it down. And it's been Frankie Peterson on those rebounds. Shot is up off the backboard, way off the mark. Alyssa Overy's going to haul it down. She'll give it back to Atwater now as they press their way up inside. Willicott had the ball knocked out of her hands. She took a little bit of a shot as well. And the ball sailed out of bounds off of her hands. Cambridge takes advantage of the turnover. And the Trojans now bring it up, trailing by one. Buck 30 to go in the first quarter. On the left side, all alone, Taylor Dowell goes up. Dowell puts it in for three, and Cambridge hits the big one. 11-9, a two-point lead.
Simple matter of nobody rotating over, nobody giving any help on that play. Wide open for 3 points.
Atwater got the ball. She drives on the right side off the backboard. No good. Quick pickup by in transition. And Taylor Dowell simply lost the handle on it. As she went to bring it up to her hands to put it off the backboard on the breakaway, she let it get away, and it rolls out of bounds. So the Bobcats catch a break with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Down by two. Clock under a minute now. Pass over to Overy from the top of the key to Atwater now on the left side. Here's Coffey all alone for three, and she pops a big one, another one. That's two big threes from Madison Coffey, and it's 12-11 Blue Hill. On top, clock down to 42 seconds. Three-point shot from Peterson goes too deep. Ball bounces around. Cambridge ends up with it. Charging the backboard was Taylor Dowell, and Dowell's going to be fouled coming inside. Foul's going to be called on... Wait a minute now, did they call that on Blue Hill? And they... Okay, 45. All right, they changed the number on me. Good. had me a little nervous. Alyssa Willicott.
Guilty of the foul. First shot from Dowen is no good.
Score remains 12-11. Madison Coffey heads to the bench. Clock will be at 35 seconds when we get back to action. Second shot from Dowen. Rolls around and out. No good. Out of bounds it goes, and Blue Hill's going to get it. With 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bobcats now. Did we get a timeout? Our coach Graves wants to talk about it. Wants to know how come Cambridge didn't get it.
Yep. Exactly what the discussion is over right now. Blue Hill retains possession, though. 30 seconds left.
Here we go. Bobcats now. Atwater over to the right side. Picks up Kumpke. Back to Atwater. Pass underneath to Willicott, or excuse me, to Harrafield. Harrafield will bring it right back out. Shot is up and in. Christine Eric pops for three. 15-11 now. The clock down to 5 seconds. Cambridge playing for the last shot.
Where are they? Yeah, there they go.
Shot is up from Taylor Dowen at the buzzer. No good. First quarter's in the book. 15-11. Blue Hill comes back and is on top by four. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Westwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know the need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second quarter action underway. Cambridge with the ball. Takes a shot for three. Taylor Dowen put it up. Whistle blows. Got a foul called on Jerrica Lewis. It'll be her second. And the Bobcats will get it.
A little aggressive on the boards there. Climbs over the back of Overy and ends up getting the foul here. Two quick fouls early for Lewis.
Bobcats now with the ball. Komacher has it. Lost it. Picks it right back up again. Getting covered by Taylor Dowen. To Herrick now on the right side. Back to our left side, rather. Now picked up by Komacher. Komacher with it. She'll take her down to the top of the key. Now back her way out. Pass over to Herrick now. Herrick goes to Willicott. Up and over underneath. Willicott there and drops it in. 6 points for Alyssa Willicott. The six-point lead for the Bobcats. 7-13 to go in the first half. Driving inside now is Dowen. She throws it up off the iron, but it's going to be picked up by Cambridge. Tori Garcia, well played. Pass over to the right side now, picked up by Dowen. Bounce pass to the right wing in the hands of Danny Carpenter. Carpenter sends it back to Dowen. Dowen goes inside the paint, rolls around the left side, can't get the shot to go. Ball's rolling around. Komacher dives for it, as does Danny Carpenter. We're going to get a jump ball, and it will go to the Bobcats. Possession arrow pointing to Blue Hill. In the ball game now is Haley Long. To the bench goes Jerrica Lewis for Cambridge. 6 point ball game, 17-11. Blue Hill was down early by six, but now lead by that. Bounce pass over to Willicott from the free throw line. She'll give it over to Herrick on the right side, just inside the arc. Here's Overy now off the backboard from that post position. Overy pops in her first score of the night. It's 19-11, an 8 point lead for Blue Hill. Frankie Peterson goes all the way across country. 3 point shot up from Taylor Dowen. Bounces around. Cambridge there to get it. Picked up nicely by Danny Carpenter. Her pass goes away. Breakaway. Christine Herrick off the backboard and gets it to go on the breakaway.
Herrick, nice breakaway, the great pass from Comacher to set it all up. Herrick would not be denied off that backboard and drives it home, and Blue Hill now with a 10-point lead. 21-11, 6:09 to go in the first half. Bobcats on a run.
And Blue Hill, yeah, they're on a 12-0 run since the 1 minute 20 mark of the first quarter. 12-0 run, they've got themselves up to a 10-point lead.
They were down by six early in the contest. Now Cambridge with the ball going inside as Peterson. She'll kick it right back outside, driving baseline. Up and in it goes. Taylor Dowman pops it in. She's got 5 points on the night. It's 21-13. Comacher hustles it up now for Blue Hill. Works her way to the left side, bounce inside to Willicott. Off the backboard, Willicott makes it look clean. She has 8 points tonight. 23-13 timeout. Josh Gray from the Cambridge Trojans. It's a short one. We'll stay here with you. Great crowd on hand. A lot of this gym just is so conducive to noise.
Yeah. What?
The Blue Hill Bobcats, well played. The Blue Hill Bobcats fans are excited. 10-point lead for Blue Hill, and they've done it with some clutch shooting.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what Coach Graves has got to be telling his players right now. Blue Hill, they're taking advantage of some holes down on the low side of the zone. Rob, these aren't set up pass plays that they're making their buckets on. These are just straight drives to the hole, finding the open man. They've been setting up a lot of screens down low, getting a lot of players open down the bucket, and they're mixing it up. It's not the same player that's doing it every time. They're really making Cambridge work defensively.
Well, we'll see if the timeout works for Graves now. Cambridge with the ball, pass over to the right side, picked up by Peterson. She's going to weave her way back and forth and kick it out to the right wing. Shot is up and in. 2-point shot for Danny Carpenter, about a foot inside the arc on that right wing, and gets it to go. 23-15 now. Comacher for Blue Hill works it up the left side, kicks it back out to Overy all alone from the free throw line, then stepping up right in front was Frankie Peterson. Got a hand on it, knocked it away. Blue Hill will have the ball still as Christine Herrick hustled underneath it. Herrick now with the ball over on the right side, outside the arc. Bounce pass, no, double dribble is going to be called, traveling violation on Christine Herrick. Just made that step trying to pick up Willicott. And that's the rare turnover for Blue Hill, the costly one to be sure. Cambridge with the ball now. Tori Garcia on the left side, bounces inside to Peterson. Peterson turnaround jump shot is no good. Brought down by Madison Coffey. Coffey's going to hustle it up the left side. She crosses midcourt now. Swung over to Herrick. Herrick goes to Willicott inside, has her pocket picked. Frankie Peterson gets it back, and here comes Cambridge up ahead, all alone, and then losing the handle on it was Danny Carpenter, swatted out of bounds by Madison Coffey. So Cambridge will have the ball with 4:26 to go in the first half. It's 23-15, Blue Hill on top by 8. Inbound pass goes right in the hands of Taylor Dowling. She's going to lose the handle on it. Picked up by Kumpke. Kumpke now rushes up the right side. She puts it off the backboard. No good, but Atwater's there. Her shot's no good. It's picked up by Taylor Dowling. Cambridge brings it back the other way. Foul's going to be called as Dowling ran up the left side and swatted away.
Are they going to get Kumpke on this, bro?
No, I think they're actually going to pick up Harrifield. Emily Harrifield apparently got the hand in, shooting from the line now, and converting on the first one is Taylor Dowling. She's now 1-for-3. Second shot underway. It's on the money. Dowling perfect on that trip to the free throw line. 23-17, midway through quarter number two. 4 minutes to go in the half. Coffey now drives inside, goes baseline, stops, and we're going to get a foul. Pushing call on Danny Carpenter. That should be her first. Non-shooting foul. Bobcats with the ball. Coffey sends it into Willicott. Willicott back out now to Kumpke. Kumpke goes inside off the backcourt, drops it down. Caitlin Kumpke with 4 points. 25-17 is our score. Blue Hill still leads. Peterson now goes inside the paint, tries to drop it off inside.
And out of the hands of Jericho Lewis, the ball goes, and the Bobcats are there to pick it up.
Just one of the things that Cambridge cannot do right now. They can ill afford to make turnovers. They don't want to keep this deficit from getting any worse. And they get those offensive possessions. We talked about it in the pregame. You can't be turning the ball over. Here comes a foul, I believe, on it's going to be on Carpenter again.
I think Danny Carpenter, this is away from the ball. Alyssa Willicott was trying to get inside and caught no part of it and put a shoulder into her. Emily Harrifield will go to the bench for the Bobcats. Bobcats with the ball now. Inbound pass from the baseline from Coffey. Goes right to Atwater. Atwater back to Coffey on the right side. Outside the perimeter by about 4 feet. Pass over to Willicott to Atwater. Underneath to Overy, and Overy's all alone and drops it in. Flips up the back door, and Overy pops in her fourth point of the night. Back to a 10-point lead. Bouncing around. Shot is up. No good. It's a three-pointer that falls away. Dumpke had got down the court quickly and was all alone underneath, and Atwater was looking at Coach Streff to get the play in and missed that opportunity. It would have been a really long pass anyway. Here's Blue Hill, Atwater with the ball. Pass to Coffey, over to Overy down the right side, 1 foot inside the three-point line. Inside now, shot is up from Dumpke. It's no good, bounces around. Frankie Peterson hauls it down, the 5'9 senior Trojan hustles it back now for Cambridge. Pass is blocked by Dumpke. Dumpke has it. Driving, she's going to have it swatted away by Peterson. Out of bounds it goes. Blue Hill will have the ball. Christine Herrick back in the ball game as Dumpke will head to the bench. Komacher's back in the game, and Jordan Atwater. Good job by the bench from Blue Hill to hold things down. Still a 10-point ball game now. Inbound pass up and in from Willicott on the inbound pass. Alyssa Willicott got to skip the score. She has 10 points. Peterson now with the ball. Top of the key, swings it around to the left side. Picked up by Taylor Dolan. Pass underneath now, given to Frankie Peterson. Peterson goes baseline, tries to kick it back out, but Kristen Domacher was there to bring it back for the Bobcats. Bobcats now up by 12, chance to add to it. Herrick goes baseline, drives, gets it to go. Christine Herrick pops for the field goal, 7 points for the 5'7 senior Bobcat. 31-17 is our score. Pass over to the left side now for Cambridge. Taylor Dolan with the ball. Being guarded by Herrick. Pass inside to Peterson. Peterson gets it off the backcourt and gets it to go. Frankie Peterson with 4 points tonight for Cambridge. It's 31-19. Komacher goes inside to Willicott. Willicott can't get the first shot to go. She was right in front of the hoop, and that was a tough angled shot to get. She couldn't get it to go. Peterson with the board comes back for the Trojans now. 3-point shot on the right side from Taylor Dowen. It's no good. Komacher's going to now for Blue Hill. Clock under a minute in the first half. 31-19, Blue Hill. Komacher with the ball. Pass goes over to Overy. She'll pick it up. She actually let it go past her and then realized, whoop, that's for me, and turned around to get it. Foul's going to be called. I think it's going to be Taylor Dowen. Nope. Did they get Alyssa Willicott?
I think they got Alyssa Willicott, a little pushing and shoving going on underneath the basket, Robin. They're going to get Willicott.
There, it's up on the board. It'll be Alyssa Willicott's second foul. Cambridge will have the ball. Madison Coffey will head to the bench along with Willicott. Caitlin Kempke back in the game along with Emily Hubble for Blue Hill. Here comes Cambridge now. Pass over to the right side. Picked up by Danny Carpenter outside the arc. Long pass over to the left side to Dolan. Now coming back to the right side. Carpenter to Doyle. Back now to Carpenter. Getting covered by Komacher. Knocked away by Herrick. Herrick has the steal. It's off the referee's leg. Picked up by Hubble. Pass over to Komacher. Komacher throws it up on the left side, and she gets it to go. Everything going the way of Blue Hill for the moment. Clock runs down. 33-19. Good hustle. Blue Hill catching a break, getting that ball bouncing off the referee's leg. And Kopitcher to get open for the shot. So we'll go to the locker rooms now. 33-19, Blue Hill Bobcats on top of Cambridge. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
We're the center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Outlet. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Minden High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. It's the Allens of Hastings halftime show brought to you by Allens. So you get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors, as they have been all season long, of our halftime presentation, where we kind of sit back, crunch the numbers, and try to put some things together. Blue Hill outscoring Cambridge in that second quarter, 18-8. They were ahead 15-11 at the end of the first, Blue Hill was. And when you consider the fact that Cambridge got off to a quick 6-0 start, that bodes well for Blue Hill to find out what was not working, get it to work and get it right, and get some points up on the board. And I just think a lot of the shots that we've seen Blue Hill miss during the year are falling tonight.
Yeah, and everything has really kind of come together for Blue Hill tonight. We've seen sparks of this, Rob. We've seen sparks at the time, whether it's in 2 minutes during a quarter, maybe 3 minutes at a time. Basically the entire Sandy Creek game and the entire Shelton game.
Sure.
Obviously, we saw Blue Hill really come alive. But everything is coming together for Coach Jeff right now. And Blue Hill is just really, really playing lights-out basketball tonight. And late in the first quarter and then on early into the second quarter, Rob, they went on a 12-0 run. And then they closed out the, up until Cambridge scored one more point. But they closed on a 16-2 run in the second quarter.
Yeah, that
so,
was...
you know, just, or excuse me, you know, it was a 14-2 run, not a 16-2 run.
So that's a huge turn for Blue Hill.
Just really a game of runs. They're, they've held Cambridge scoreless on two of them. They went on that 12-0 run, like I said, and they went on an 8-0 run before Cambridge did finally score again. So, you know, really just holding Cambridge down defensively. Cambridge really, on the turnover margin, they're just really they're losing a lot of possessions, Rob. And I just don't think Cambridge is looking for the open man right now. They have sometimes you look at on the key, they got two or three girls right over around there, and you got the point guard just running up and trying to take the shot, really forced up the bad shots. Blue Hill's taking advantage of some of the defensive rebounds tonight. Blue Hill's just doing everything right.
Well, Frankie Peterson for the Cambridge Trojans has been getting the lion's share of defensive rebounds, but then she's the one that's hustling it down. and forcing that quick shot before her team has a chance to get set. She has 4 points in the first half. Taylor Dowland leads the Cambridge scoring with 7 points. She hit a big three, and she was part of that big 6-0 lead to get Cambridge up on top early. But she's firing a few three-point shots, and they're just not going for Cambridge. It looked like Cambridge was kind of going for that knockout shot, and it just started to not fall for them. The Trojans start getting cold, and the Bobcats just couldn't get the ball enough, because every time they got it, they drop it in and get the points for it. Alyssa Willicott, 10 big points in the first half. That's huge.
Yeah, she found herself open on quite a few occasions, but what I honestly think on when she started getting open there in that second quarter, you got to look at the way Blue Hill shot in the first quarter. Rob, they were 3-for-3 from behind the three-point land, and anytime you got shooters heating up from there, you're going to start to see some holes go down low, and Blue Hill's taking advantage of that. You mentioned that Cambridge has been going for that knockout shot to try to get back into this game. They're only 1-for-7 from the three-point land. That's led to defensive rebounds for Blue Hill and led to more possessions, and they're just... It's one of those rare things when their shooters start to capitalize on every single possession that they've had so far. Really, I don't think they've had a lot of bad possessions. And that's just a credit to Blue Hill. I mean, at least when they go down with the basketball, something productive happens. You know,
yeah.
even if Cambridge rebounds that basketball, they're getting some shots off and they're wearing Cambridge down defensively. And I really do. Those two runs, Cambridge just looked like they were tired defensively. They were giving up the easy girl down low, and Blue Hill's taking advantage.
And Coach Tim Streff of Blue Hill clearly has the Bobcat girls playing with a lot of confidence, and we'll see how that pays off coming up in the second half. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you some other area scores going on. Big night in district basketball all around the Flat River Radio Network. We'll tell you all the scores and things that we know, so stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
LifeQuest at Bellamy is a full-service assisted living transition facility. A friendly, professional 24-hour staff takes care of all the needs and concerns of the residents, including 3 meals a day, medication assistance, and activity programs teaching life skill enrichment for people with mental problems and brain injuries. LifeQuest at Bellamy is totally committed to its residents. Medicaid is accepted. For more information, call Bellamy at 756-4750. Good luck, Bobcats, from Lori, the staff, and residents at LifeQuest.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist. The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill has gone green. RP's Body Shop now uses an enviro-based waterborne paint and is the first body shop in the area to use this environmentally safe automotive PPG paint. Located half a mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Trust RP's Body Shop for all your automotive and glass needs. Rock and Trace and proudly support Blue Hill Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Minden High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you for the C25 District Championship. Right now, the Blue Hill Bobcats on top of Cambridge, 33-19 in an exhibition of, what's the term I'm looking for, consistency from the Blue Hill Bobcats, as they are have been on the money with their shooting tonight. Tyson Havronik, Rob Osmond with you. Tyson's got some numbers of other scores in the area tonight.
Well, yeah, and another game going on our sister station right now is the St. Cecilia Hawkettes looking to make a state tournament appearance. And really, St. Cecilia has been turning it on as of late. They are playing some of the best basketball they've played in a long time there at St. Cecilia. Well, right now, they're playing Milford. And they're playing at Aurora against Milford, and they are up 35-24 at halftime. So if the Hawkettes can keep things rolling, they're well on their way to playing in Lincoln.
That's a feel-good story for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes as well. It's a situation, as it always is this time of year, and in districts, win and you're in, lose, and it's a long, quiet bus ride back home.
Yeah, and you know, nobody wants to be on that bubble, Rob, and have to wait to see how the rest of the districts pan out. Always one of the most nerve-wracking times when you're on the basketball court and you don't come away a winner, and you got to see how the other games come out. Make sure there's no upsets. Make sure all the top seeds are going so that you have that chance to get that wild card and to get into the state tournament.
Well, we'll have the girls state tournament brackets released by NSAA tomorrow morning. We should have it and know our schedule and what's going on, but it all depends on what happens in this final 16 minutes right here with Blue Hill and Cambridge. That'll wrap up our Allens of Hastings halftime show. Back to action now in the second half. Cambridge now with the ball. We'll see if Coach Graves comes out with a new game plan and if Cambridge can respond. Shot up over on the left, on the right side from Haley Long. It's no good. Willicott's there for the rebound for Blue Hill. Bobcats now up on top, 33-19. Herrick with the ball. Bounces over to Overy on the left side now, picked up by Komacher to Coffey. Coffey tried to go for three, had it partially blocked, but it went right in the hands of Herrick. She'll go for three again. This one's no good, but Willicott's there with the board, doesn't get the roll. Overy is there for it. She can't get it up. Blocked by Frankie Peterson, and Peterson will hustle it back for Cambridge. Just underway here in the second half. 1 minute has passed. Score remains 33-19. Overy gets a defensive rebound for the Bobcats. Shot was off the mark. Herrick breaks her way through and gets it off the backboard to go. Christine Herrick now with 9 points. Nice little push for the Bobcats. Seam was open and Herrick took it and drops it in for two. Here's Cambridge now. Down 35-19, 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Baseline now. Haley Long has it. She'll kick it right back out, in and out of the hands of Taylor Dodd. And oftentimes you see that happen. The team trying to get back in it too quickly, and the head stays up to look to where you're going to pass it to. And if you don't look that ball in all the way, good percentage of it's going to run right off your hand or off your leg and get knocked out of bounds. And that turnovers, those turnovers are costly. Here come the Bobcats now. Kristen Komacher with the ball. She'll have a hustle up the left side now, being covered by Taylor Dowen. To Overy, to Coffey. Madison Coffey's now on the right side. She passes it back to Herrick. To Overy now on the left side. Overy. Foul is going to be called away from the ball. Kristen Komacher is going to get charged for the hold. And that turnover will be costly for Blue Hill. Cambridge now with the ball, 35-19. 6 minutes now to go in quarter number three. Taylor Dowen hustles it up for Cambridge over on the right wing now, picked up by Brooke Jewell. Now it's at the top of the key in the hands of Frankie Peterson. Peterson with the ball now, way outside the arc, being covered by Komacher. Pass over to the right side to Carpenter now, over on the right wing. Bounce pass. Pass goes right back to Carpenter. She'll send it across. Peterson now being worked on by Herrick. Throws it inside underneath off the backboard. Jerrica Lewis had it, and it's going to be fouled in the process. Shot did not go. Foul is going to be on Alyssa Overy. That'll be her first for Blue Hill. And to the line will go Jerrica Lewis. She has 2 points on the night. First trip to the charity stripe. It's no good. First shot is off the mark. Second one coming now from the 5'9 senior Trojan. It's in. Good shot. She's 1 for 2 now. Jerrica Lewis with 3 points for Cambridge. It's a 15-point Bobcat lead. Overy now with the ball. Jump shot. Rolls, gets the spin, and Overy drops it in. A long field goal, but it counts for two. 37-20 now is our score. Long pass from Peterson, trying to go baseline with it with Dowen. She gets turned away by Overy and Herrick, and the Trojans will swing it around outside one more time. Dowen now at the top of the key. Herrick giving her some space. Pass over to the left side to Carpenter. She'll go up for three. It's too deep. Rebound goes right into the hands of Madison Coffey, and Blue Hill pushes it up. Herrick had worked their way in. Shot is up from the baseline. Is no good. Herrick and Overy were fighting for it. Overy got the shot. Did she get the bucket? Did they give her the bucket? It's not been up on the scoreboard yet. Still 37-20. Overy's first shot is good. And they haven't put that up on the scoreboard yet. Second shot coming from Overy. It's up and it's in. So they did not count the bucket. Bobcats now up 39-20. Big lead for Blue Hill. Cambridge trying to cut into it now. Peterson loses the ball between her legs. Parrott gave it a little kick. And the Trojans will pick it up. Eric and Komacher will go to the bench for Blue Hill. Gumke back in the ball game along with Jordan Atwater. Ball now with the Trojans. Garcia back in the ball game. Bounce pass over to Jewell. Picked up now by Garcia. Works inside to Peterson. Peterson swings it over to the right side. Jumping in and going up with it and fouled is Brooke Jewell.
That foul could go on Madison Coffey.
I believe it is, and if so, that'll be her first. It is. And to the line now will go Brooke Jewell, 5'6", sophomore, off the bench, misses the first one. Back up now for the second shot coming. It's a 19-point Bobcat lead, and it will remain so. Second shot is no good. Tracked down by Jordan Atwater and Alyssa Willicott. Atwater will cross midcourt with it at the top of the key. Drives inside, gets turned away, passes into Willicott. Willicott, a low percentage shot, and she got it to go somehow. She was behind the backboard and still managed to put it up and in. 41-20, it's a 21-point lead for Blue Hill. 3:53 to go here in quarter number three. Bounce pass to Peterson, way off the mark, pass underneath to Lewis, and Lewis is going to draw the foul again.
That'd be on. Should be Overy second.
I think it's going to go on Overy, yes. And it is number two for her. To the line here
Cambridge
is Lewis.
Just shooting 3-for-9 from the free throw line tonight. Is that 3%?
Costly point slipping away. Second shot coming. Shot is good, the second one. She's 500 from the free throw line. Back to a 20-point ball game. Blue Hill will have the ball, 41-21. 3:45 to go. Press now on from Cambridge, and it's going to be broken by Kumke. Now to Komacher up ahead, pass to Willicott. Willicott went up for it on the baseline and had it just out of reach, knocked out of bounds. Cambridge will get the turnover and come back to work. Down by 20, Cambridge. 3-point shot just off by a considerable distance. Touch nothing but the court. We got a timeout from Tim Streff and Blue Hill trying to reel in the Bobcats. We'll stay here with you. 20-point ball game. It's got to be tough for Cambridge to get back up and get back into this game.
Well, yeah, keep in mind, Cambridge hasn't made a field goal in this third quarter. They only made two free throws, and that's their 2 points of the second half so far. So, you know, Blue Hill is playing very tight defensively, and really what you got to love by the Blue Hill defense is their rotation, how quick they are to get to that ball. When that ball is passed, two girls are on, so they're playing more of a trap defense, trying to force Cambridge into making some mistakes, and really they're not so much mistakes, but just questionable shots from Cambridge tonight, I've seen, Rob.
Absolutely, and I just think flawless execution for Blue Hill. Blue Hill now with the ball. Full court press is on. Kristen Komacher had Taylor Dowen all over her back. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Blue Hill's going to maintain possession of it. Knocked out of bounds from Kumke. Had Alyssa Willicott wide open on the far end of the court. She's going to be there again. No one's on her.
Really surprising. Blue Hill is really the last three times that Cambridge has had this press, they've struggled out of it. There again.
Having a rough time with it. Blue Hill's going to get it. It was trying to get it inside to Jordan Atwater from Kumpke, and giving good pressure was Peterson along with Taylor Dowen. Knocked out of bounds. Blue Hill with it off the inbound pass to Atwater. Atwater can't get it to go. Foul is going to be called on Blue Hill.
Yep, that will go on Atwater. That was just a little bit over-aggressive on the boards there. She takes down, she took down Peterson.
Did they give it to Atwater? I haven't seen it come up yet. Looks like they gave it to Overy. Overy picks up her third.
Must have been off the ball.
All right. Cambridge now with the ball. Peterson goes coast to coast. She throws it up on the right side. Draw the foul.
I thought
started
it
off on the left wing.
Yeah. Oh, nice drive by Peterson, Rob. Makes a really good cut through the middle there, and she goes up for the layup. And this is, they're not going to get her on the shot. They're going to get her on the rebound. That one is on Atwater.
No, that's actually on Willicott.
Or Willicott, excuse me.
Yeah, Willicott with her third. And that's not good for Blue Hill, so Cambridge. Inbound pass is picked off by Herrick, and they're going to call it with a travel. Her forward foot slid. I saw that, but I thought the back foot held on. Nevertheless, Bobcats hold on to this 20-point lead. 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Peterson now off the backboard, gets it to go up and in. Peterson now with 6 points for Cambridge. Did we get a timeout?
Yep.
Tim Streff, Coach Streff, calls the timeout for Blue Hill. They're running out of time. We'll take a quick break. Our score, 41-23, Blue Hill on top of Cambridge. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Minden again for the C25 District Championships. Blue Hill Bobcats on top by 18, 41-23. 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Blue Hill with the ball. Play is kind of tightened up as Cambridge now goes to that full court press. Broken now by the Bobcats. Willicott drives up off the backboard, gets it to go and gets the bucket. Alyssa Willicott makes the drive on the left side. Off the backboard, gets it to go, gets the foul. Waiting to see who the foul is going to be on. It's going to be on Jerrica Lewis. That'll be her third.
Coach Graves extremely upset with the call. He's almost a half court right now arguing with the referee.
Wants to know where the foul was.
Well, I think he thought it was a charge, Rob.
Willicott misses the free throw. 20-point lead now, 43-23. Driving inside was Peterson. Peterson's going to be fouled, and that's going to be on Willicott, and that's going to be four on her if it is.
Yeah, Streff has to take her out of the ballgame if that is. You cannot have that. And unfortunately, she brings in Overy, who I believe has three fouls as well.
Exactly. So, scorekeeper really a little bit slow on...
They give it to 34?
There is no 34 on
I don't
Blue
have
Hill.
Any 34 Blue Hill.
There is none. There is none. We know it's Willicott, so I'm going to mark it down and hope the scorekeeper, who's unfamiliar with Blue Hill, realizes what's going on. If not, the next time Willicott fouls, it'll show up as three.
Feel like Missouri getting the fifth down.
There you go. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Blue Hill's going to get it back. Overy now tries to fight through the press. Picks up Komacher. Komacher handles it. She'll take it up the right side. Off the backboard. Rolls it around. Can't get it to go. Knocked out of bounds by Taylor Dowen of Cambridge. So Blue Hill will get it back with 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Still a 20-point lead for Blue Hill. Komacher now well beyond the arc with the ball. Getting good pressure now from Danny Carpenter. Puts it down. Passes over to the left side. Harrifield in the ball game. Foul's going to be a traveling violation, rather, on Madison Coffey.
Yeah, and Rob, really, I'm kind of surprised the way Blue Hill's kind of played this third quarter. You'd think with a 20-point lead, you'd really just focus on slowing down and not making those kind of mistakes. Rob, they're making just a lot of mistakes in them. Not quite sure why. Here's no shot on this. I believe we're going to get a foul.
If they call a foul, I don't think they're going to call a travel. One official signaled travel, the other calls a foul.
We go on that 34 again. That elusive 34 has two fouls.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Herrick, but I don't know. Anyway, back to work we go. Blue Hill with the ball. Komacher has it. Still 20-point lead for Blue Hill. Free throw shot, or shot from the free throw line from Herrick is no good. Picked up by Dowen of Cambridge. She'll hustle it back with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Dowen passes over to the left side. Peterson has it. She'll weave and bob and zip and duke her way around. She'll finally kick it back out. 3-point shot up off the mark from Dowen. Herrick breaks the press. Traveling violation on Herrick called. Crowd wanted a push from Cambridge. They're not going to get it, especially with a 20-point lead. It'll have to be pretty flagrant, I imagine.
Yeah. I think they were trying to get her on the reach. She kept taking the stab and taking the stab at it, and you know, forcing Kumpke, and Kumpke ends up just stopping with the ball, or excuse me, it was the Atwater that was traveling with the ball, and she ends up taking too many steps. Yeah, like you said, with 20-point lead, it's going to be pretty obvious to make that call.
Pass underneath, up and out of the reach of Danny Carpenter. Sails out of bounds, and the Bobcats will take advantage of this turnover. 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Alyssa Overy will try to work it through the press. Picks it up to Atwater. Atwater will hustle her way up. Crosses midcourt, pass down, picked up by Kumpke. Kumpke thought about driving in, now slows it down. Time running off, clock is under a minute. Pass over to Caitlin Kumpke. And Kumpke is going to travel. Traveling violation on Caitlin Kumpke, and Blue Hill turns it over, and Cambridge will have it.
And Rob, when you're working out of the flex like that and you're just moving the ball around the key, traveling should be absolutely the last call that you make, you know, that happens, the mistake. So,
but it's happening.
Yeah.
Peterson now with the ball over to the right side. Picked up by Dowen. She sinks one. Going the second field goal of the third quarter, and we're 30 seconds to go. Dowen hits it over on the right side. Inside the three-point line. Gets a nice shot. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Blue Hill. Cambridge will get it now with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, really nice job by Taylor Dowen on that play to force her to the baseline. She just didn't have any room to go.
Peterson now with the ball, hands it off to Dowen. Dowen goes inside the paint, kicks it right back out to Peterson. Peterson working against Atwater, passes way over to the right side. 3-point shot is up off the mark from Taylor Dowen, but there to rebound. It was Peterson, and she drives inside the paint and gets it to go. She has 8 points on the night. Clock down to 2 seconds. One, ball's out of bounds. It'll be 1.1 second to go. Cambridge ball as Blue Hill knocked it out of bounds on the far end of the court. So Cambridge with a second to go and the length of the court to do it. Don't let the clock expire. We'll go to the final 8 minutes of play. Our score, 43-27, Blue Hill on top of Cambridge for the C25 District Championship. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Minden, 8 minutes to go before we know who's going to Lincoln. Bobcats with the ball. Blue Hill with the lead, 43-27. Pass inside to Willicott, and Willicott's going to get bumped and knocked around. No, three-second violation. A three-second violation, boy.
They're pulling out all the stops tonight.
Exactly. Wow, Willicott.
She's shocked.
Had just got the pass and got called for 3 seconds. All right, so Cambridge with the ball, three-point shot, rattles the iron, no good from Dowlin. Fed underneath, a big fight for it, coming down with it, Haley Long. She misses the shot. And Blue Hill got the ball back, and Willicott was hustling her way up and just got wrapped up by Peterson. So the Bobcats will get it back, 7:26 to go. Komacher with the ball. And she's going to dribble it out of bounds. Double-teamed and surrounded. Nowhere to go. And Cambridge will get the ball back.
And well, if Blue Hill does hold on to win this game and go to Lincoln, you know that every team in that C2 bracket is going to be watching this press. Well, Blue Hill has really struggled against this Cambridge press here in the second half.
Cambridge now trying to cut into it, get back in this ball game. Pass inside is no good. Foul's going to be called, and I think Willicott's out of here. I think Alyssa Willicott just popped for her fifth. She's trying to plead her case, and she's got to be careful because...
Well, I think that she's got four because that one went
on
there.
Right,
the elusive 34 is actually
right.
Christine Herrick. So Christine Herrick has 2 fouls. I think we got this figured out now.
I think so. So Willicott does go to the bench. Peterson with the shot, or excuse me, Haley Long from the free throw line hits the first one. It's 43-28, Cambridge trying to battle back. They've only been defeated 4 times this season. Long pops for two. She's perfect from the free throw line tonight. And the Bobcats struggling with the press and with a few players in foul trouble. Could make this a very interesting finish now. Harris being double-teamed. Timeout call from Tim Streff as Herrick was surrounded and didn't know how to get out of it.
Yeah, Coach Streff absolutely frustrated right now. They've been working on the press pick, Robin, it hasn't worked in the entire second half. Cambridge has got these, Blue Hill just looks flustered. They look like a completely different team out there when Cambridge is running that press. They're making all sorts of mistakes that we didn't see them make in the first half. And, even though they're still up by a significant margin, 14 points here in the second half, Coach Streff doesn't want this to slip away any more than it already has.
Right.
And he's got to put a stop to that now. Blue Hill just has to focus on not making mistakes. They've got to focus on just getting the ball, slow it down offensively, pass the ball around the perimeter, and force Cambridge into fouling you. It's a 14-point game with 7 minutes to go. You make mistakes, and you're going to let them back in easier than that.
Yeah, they've got to break this press. I'll tell you that immediately. Komacher now. Being covered nicely by Dowen. Pass goes over to Harrisfield, and we're going to get a foul called as Coffey had the ball. Foul's going to go on Danny Carpenter. That'll be her third. Bobcats with the ball. Clock down to 6:52 to go in the ball game. Komacher working against Dowen. Pass inside to Overy. Overy's shot was no good. Rebound goes to Frankie Peterson of the Trojans again. Peterson drives, goes baseline, goes up against Overy, gets the bucket, and the foul. Overy will pick up number 4 here.
What a nice play by Frankie Peterson. What a way to get inside, work the paint. She throws up the nice play, gets the foul. That is a future Lady Bronco, right?
She is a very dynamic player. Free throw is good. Three-point play converted by Frankie Peterson. He has 11 points. Pass up ahead to Herrick. Herrick all alone, down and up. Oh, all alone with Emily Harrisfield, and she took her time to get the shot off, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, but she'll be fouled in the process. Foul's going to be on Taylor Dowen. That'll be her second. Harrisville from the line. Too deep and misses. Jordan Atwater back in the game. Overy will go to the bench.
And all of a sudden, these are becoming very important free throws for Blue Hill. Cambridge creeping back into the
There's
game.
There's a lot of time left as Harrisville converts on her second one. It's 44-32. It's a 12-point lead. Cambridge whittling their way back. That breath working for them. Baseline shot up and around. No good from Dowen. Rebound goes to Komacher. She has some trouble holding on to it. Finally gets it. Passes up ahead to Coffey. Coffey goes over to Herrick.
And Coach Streck wants him to work the clock. You see how he's circling around. He wants him to move the ball around.
Inside to Coffey, and I think Coffey is going to be fouled. Coffey didn't know if she fouled or if somebody fouled her. Foul's going to be on Danny Carpenter. That'll be her fourth for Cambridge. Coffey will go to the line. She has 6 points, none in the second half here. Two big threes in the first quarter. That's been it for her. Until now, she hits the first of her free throws. 45-32. Second shot, 8 points for Coffey, and she's perfect from the free throw line. 46-32, 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Cambridge trying to battle their way back. Dowen passes over to Peterson. Long pass from Peterson over to the right side. Stopping and popping is Taylor Dowen. It's no good. Coffey comes up with a rebound. Being double-teamed now, having some problems, pushes up ahead. Komacher gets it and gets rid of it to Herrick. Herrick goes inside to Komacher. Komacher throws it up and in. That's a clutch shot from the 5'5 seniors. 48-32. Blue Hill starting to get a little bit of a rhythm here. 5:27 to go in the ball game. Peterson drives, spins, goes right up against Coffey, gets turned away. Shot is up, and it's no good from Dowen. Hustling down was Tori Garcia. She'll track it down for Cambridge and then pop inside for a field goal shot. It's no good. Ends up right in the hands of Emily Harrisville. Harrisville and Danny Carpenter, was it?
I believe the foul is going to go on. I think it's like trying to get the number.
It's going to be Frankie Peterson with her second.
Okay.
So the Bobcats will go to the line. Double bonus now. If the scorekeeper's correct. To the line goes Harrisville. She's 1-for-2 on the night. Make it 1-for-3. Not double bonus yet. 3-point shot from Dowell. Dowell, it's no good. Komacher there for the rebound for the Bobcats. Crossing midcourt, passes up ahead to Herrick. Herrick bounce pass to Coffey, and a reaching in foul from Frankie Peterson will be her third.
Just trying to create plays. Frankie Peterson just a little bit late getting to the ball. And that'll be her third foul.
Christine Herrick goes to the line. Dumke comes in. Madison Coffey to shoot. Pops the first one. 49-32. Second shot up on the money. Boy, Madison Coffey has a nice touch at the free throw line, 50-32. 4:40 to go in the ball game. Back to an 18-point lead. Shot is up from the wing. It's no good. Coffey there gets the board. She'll push it up now. Breath has been released from Cambridge now as Blue Hill with a lot more time and a lot less pressure. Now the new Titans and the Bobcats break it. Atwater to Harrisville to Kumpke. Kumpke's jumper is no good, but Coffey's there to pick it up. She works her way around the left side. She can't get it to go. Battle for it. Frankie Peterson comes out with it for Cambridge. Off the backboard, too strong, and foul is going to be called. And I think it's going to be on Cambridge. And I think it's going to be Frankie Peterson.
That should be her fourth, probably.
Nope, they changed it.
Okay.
They gave it to Brooke Jewell, and for some reason she has two.
Now both teams are in the double bonus.
Now we are where we are. Okay. Harrafield. Clutch shot at the free throw line makes it a 51-32 ball game. She's 3-for-4 now from the line. Referee's checking the score now to make sure the correct points are up there. Should be 51-32. Is that what you have?
That is what I have.
So far, it's just you and I. Eric Medeiros here from the Tribune. You got 51? He's got 51. We got a quorum up here.
We're good. We're good. They're asking Medeiros for score updates anyways. Blue Hill starting to pull away from things a little bit here late into the fourth quarter. They started to break the press a little bit. They're going to add one to Blue Hill's score. We were right.
Oh, they haven't put it on the board yet. They haven't put it on yet. Second shot off the mark. It's the referees that were icing him or Harrafield there. Now they got it on the board. Clock at 3:54 to go in the ball game. Cambridge down to their last few minutes. Inside, Peterson passes. Foul is going to be called, and I think this is going to go on Coffey. Madison Coffey will pick up, I believe, her second. And to the line now will go Jerrica Lewis. Lewis' shot is up. It's short, no good. She's 2-for-5 from the line tonight. Overy back in the ball game. To the bench goes Emily Harrafield. Lewis, 5'9", senior Trojan. Second shot, spins, too deep. Rebound goes to Willicott. Alyssa Willicott with 14 points on the night. Pass up ahead to Overy. Back to Atwater. In the hands of Kumpke now. Kumpke over on the right wing to Overy from the free throw line. Her pass to Atwater. Jump shot off the backboard. Too high. No good. Picked up nicely by Cambridge. Jerrica Lewis with the defensive board. 3:15 to go in the ball game. Score remains 51-32. 19-point lead for the Bobcats until now. A big three-point shot. Taylor Dowen pops for three. We got a timeout from Coach Graves. We'll take a break. We've got 3:06 to go. 51-35 is your score. It's high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
3 minutes, 6 seconds to go to see who's going to Lincoln. Right now, the Bobcats on top, 51-35. Cambridge popped to be a big three-pointer. It's the first three-pointer they've had since the opening quarter. When Dowen hit it to get the Trojans off to a 6-0 start. Since then, that three has been ice cold for Cambridge. Bobcats now working against the press, pushed up to Overy, slowed down by Kumpke, and she travels again.
Yep.
She thought about driving in as she was accustomed to, but then she realized she needed to burn some time off, stopped, turned around, and the referees were on top of it. Herrick.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say Herrick back in the ballgame. Kumpke will head to the bench.
Just going to update on some scores going on our sister stations right now. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes currently all over Milford after three. It's St. Cecilia 57, Milford 32.
Dowen drives inside the paint, draws a foul, no bucket. But I think this is going to go against Overy. Or do they give it to Coffey? Nope. They give it to Komacher. Komacher picks up the foul to the line. Taylor Dowen, her first shot is no good.
second shot coming. And she'll hit it. 3 for 6 from the line. Overy is going to get pushed. Foul's going to be on Tori Garcia. Should be her first, but it'll be enough to send Alyssa Overy to the line. Coach Streff giving the Bobcats a little bit of talk behind the line here. Overy's first shot is up and on the money. Overy's perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3. 9 points for Alyssa Overy. Second shot coming is on the money, make it 10. And it's 53-36. Time running out for Cambridge. In control here are the Bobcats. Pass is partially blocked. Eric's going to try to half-whistle it down. It was a good effort by Alyssa Willicott. She blocked the pass. It went straight up. It was rolling out of bounds, and Willicott dives for it, throws it back in, and Eric tried to get it for it, rolled down the length of the court, and it sailed out of bounds. Cambridge will have possession.
And Blue Hill still hustling, still playing hard defensively.
Cowan now over to the right side, picked up to Peterson. Spin move from Peterson. She'll kick it right back out to Carpenter. Carpenter's up for a two-point shot. It was a long two. Just a foot inside the arc. Here's Herrick now for the Bobcats. Kicked it right back out to Carpenter, and Carpenter's going to be fouled. Heads up play by Frankie Peterson. And that'll be Peterson's fourth foul. And we'll send Komacher to the line. Komacher has 4 points on the night. Her first trip to the free throw line. Shot is up. It's too deep off the mark. Clock down to 2:12 when we get back to action. It's 53-38, Blue Hill. Komacher, second shot coming. It's up, and it's off the mark as well. Cambridge has it. Frankie Peterson. Picked up by Taylor Dowen. Dowen spins, backs her way in. Dowen from the right wing now. Works it around. Peterson drives inside, heaves it up. No good. Alyssa Overy was there for it. She's going to drive it up in a hurry. Pass to Madison Coffey. They're going to say she
dribbled it again.
Yeah, she did. She was ready to pass it over her head, and as she was moving the ball from her hands up over her head, she kept it moving.
And that's one of those things, Rob, boy, you know, when you're up by this much with only 142, why don't you just slow it down offensively? And, you know, you just think before you start to do that stuff.
No need to push with this big of a lead.
Yeah.
Cambridge now, time running out on their season. And what a great season it's been. 18-4, their record. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Cambridge will have it. 1:32 to go in the ball game. Pass now to the top of the key. Haley Long dips it over to Dowen. Dowen works her way to the top of the key. Bobcats playing in that 2-3 zone. Long pass picked up by Dowen. Now to Peterson over on the right side to Tori Garcia. Her shot rattles the iron. It's no good. Alyssa Willicott was there to haul it down. Herrick pushes up ahead. She'll go off the backboard and get it to go. Christine Herrick makes it a 55-38 ball game, under a minute to play. Peterson throws it up. It's no good. She'll get her own rebound. Step inside, and did she travel? Traveling violation called on Frankie Peterson. So the Bobcats will get it. Alyssa Overy will head to the bench. Crowd giving her a big hand.
Now Frankie Peterson heads to the bench for Cambridge. The Cambridge fans on the opposing side giving her a big hand. She's just a phenomenal player on the board. She's a wide-open player for Blue Hill.
Wide open is Emily Hubble. Hubble goes up the backboard. It's no good. A battle for it.
Are we going to get a foul?
Taylor Dowen hauled it down, but the foul's going to be on Emily Hubble. Hubble was wide open, way ahead. Missed the shot and got in the way of the rebound.
Yeah, Emily Hubble getting some playing time here. 5'6 senior, getting to be on the court for the district final. Huge moment for her.
Absolutely, you bet.
Shot is up and in from Haley Long. She's perfect from the free throw line tonight. That's her third. She has 3 points. And the applause comes as Madison Coffey heads to the bench. Haley Long goes the line, throws it up, and it's in. She's 4 for 4. Inbound pass goes to Herrick. Ball's going to be almost knocked out of bounds. Haley's going to have it. A collision ensues. And it's going to be on Cambridge. Didn't see who they actually called.
I believe they got Garcia again.
Tori Garcia will pick up her second foul. Christine Herrick will go to the line. She has 11 points. Let's make it 12 now as she hits the first. Peterson's back in the game, as is Danny Carpenter. Kristen Kovacher gets the applause as she heads to the bench. 5'5 senior starter for the Bobcats. Christine Herrick at the line now. She hits it perfect from the free throw line. 57-40 as Herrick goes to the bench. So the only starter out there now for the Bobcats is Alyssa Willicott, and she has 4 fouls. Bowen now on the right side gives to Peterson, gets away with a jump. Hubble gets the rebound, gives it to Atwater. Atwater works up ahead to Kumpke. Kumpke goes baseline, weaves her way off. Her shot is up. It's no good. Picked up by Peterson. Peterson up ahead in transition as Dowen goes off the backboard and gets it to go. Foul is called. Dowen has really come alive here in this fourth quarter. And Alyssa Willicott is going to head to the bench now. Clock is down to 16 seconds. 57-42. Bobcats on top. 15 points. Blue Hill lead.
All the starters now off for Blue Hill off the bench. Some of the younger players, some of the players that haven't got as much playing time getting the experience here on the district floor. Big game for Blue Hill, big win. Remember, Rob, this was the Cinderella story. They were the fourth team coming into their sub-district, Rob. They played their hearts out on in the first half. You know, in the first half of this game, they did not look like a four seed from the sub-district.
No, they did not. Bass is going to be mixed up and out of bounds it goes. Harrifield watches it fly behind her. As Atwater, the 5'9 sophomore.
This place is about to erupt, Rob. You can feel the energy when Blue Hill.
Down to 10 seconds. 3-point shot is off the mark. No good. From Brooke Jewell. Bobcats with the ball. 6 seconds on the clock. Inbound pass picked up by Kumpke. Out of bounds it goes, and Cambridge is going to get it back. And that's something that Blue Hill is seriously going to have to work on.
I understand if it's, you know, coming from the non-starters, but 4.4 seconds, throw the ball up in the air or something, let it hit the ground.
Exactly. Now we're back to running, and Cambridge won't get a shot. And the Blue Hill Bobcats are going to Lincoln. The Lady Bobcats are going to the state tournament with a 57-42 win over the Cambridge Trojans. Their season will come to an end. But Tim Struss and the Bobcat girls are going to have a nice bus ride all the way to Lincoln starting next week. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, put some numbers together for our Civil Learning Center postgame show. That's up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC. Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
LifeQuest at Bellamy is a full-service assisted living transition facility. A friendly, professional 24-hour staff takes care of all the needs and concerns of the residents, including three meals a day, medication assistance, and activity programs teaching life skill enrichment for people with mental problems and brain injuries. LifeQuest at Bellamy is totally committed to its residents. Medicaid is accepted. For more information, call Bellamy at 756-4750. Good luck, Bobcats, from Lori, the staff, and residents at LifeQuest.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back one more time to Minden High School, home of the Whippets, host of the C25 District Championship, where the Blue Hill Bobcats have walked away with a 57-42 win. They're cutting down the net. Little mementos to take with them to Lincoln.
Yeah, it's got to be an exciting feeling for, you know, any high school athlete to get up there and start cutting down that net. You know, you got a feel for the kids. It's such an exciting moment in their lives. Never got the opportunity to climb up that ladder. I don't know if I, even from the ladder, would have been able to reach the net, but still, you know, very exciting for the Blue Hill Bobcats right now. They've played a heck of a game, Rob, and it's really one of those awesome stories from the Cinderella story we talked about. You hear about them all the time in March Madness. Never do you see one get to that point. They were the four seeds in their sub-district tournament. They had to go through Sandy Creek. They had to go through Gibbon first. They had to go through Sandy Creek. They had to go through Shelton. They played two number one seeds in the sub-district. You know, and really, when you look at that, as far as what they had to do just to get to this point, that's is enough to say that you really got to respect Blue Hill, but then to come out and win tonight go on your way to Lincoln, just an incredible story. The Blue Hill Bobcats, the Cinderella team, they're going to be the Cinderella team going into the state tournament, and they're going to be fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah, any one of those these last four games that they played, they lose and their season's over with. Mm-hmm. They knew it going into it, but they believed in themselves, and they believed in Tim Strapp and the coaching staff for the Bobcats. And, boy, congratulations to them on an absolutely fantastic season.
Well, and what a time for the Blue Hill Bobcats to come together like they did. Like you said, they had their backs up against the wall, and they're playing for their season. It was win or go home, and they knew the task in front of them, and they manned up to that task, Rob, and they played just great basketball, played their hearts out in those first two games. That game against Sandy Creek, you wondered what they were going to be like against Shelton. You wondered if they left it all out on the floor that game, just to beat Sandy Creek, but then to come back and to beat Shelton, and then, you know, with the waiting period, I realized that Cambridge had the exact same weight, you know, had the exact same layoff, but with that waiting period, with all those emotions from the incredible run they had in the sub-district tournament,
right,
to come back and turn that into positive energy and come out in that first half and get off to such a lead that Cambridge was back from that.
All the seniors now getting their pictures from the Bobcats with that district championship black in their hands, and that wrapped around their necks, and They're just basking in the glory. The gymnasium is absolutely packed with blue, just celebrating the fact that the Blue Hill Bobcats, with a record of 14-8, will be going to the state championship.
Yeah, and, you know, words can't describe this, what we're seeing on the floor right now. Just tons of emotion. If you can imagine just the level of excitement the Blue Hill has right now, knowing what they've just accomplished, and, you know, knowing that the coach, Tim Streff, has put this all together here and made a really late run. You know, and it all started back in day one of practice, Rob. And when you look at your early schedule and you see C1 opponents galore, you see Superior, one of the toughest teams in C2. You have Silver Lake, Grand Island Central Catholic, Wood River, all these teams on your schedule, and you know what the task is in front of you, and you come out and you match that. You know, you struggle off early in the gate, but you play those hard opponents so that when came this time, when this time came, your team was ready. And so Blue Hill played it right.
A couple things jump out at me. When you see a Blue Hill Bobcat team start the season at 1-6, would you have thought they were going to make it to Lincoln?
You know, and one of the things that I always wait to see is how they play teams in the district, how they play teams in their conference. You know, I've never ever took the start of the season and said that's how a team's going to finish up. I always,
you realize that the Bobcats, you know, did a great job in volleyball as well. And that delayed them getting into basketball shape. So it took a while for the team to gel. But these are girls who played basketball together as long as they've been playing volleyball as well.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, when I look for teams to start to gel, about the holiday tournament time is when you really start to want to see those teams be playing at that level that, you know, that they can get to. And, you know, I think Blue Hill, they just came on just at the right time, Rob, and the you know, they struggled in the Twin Valley Conference tournament. I think they were one and done to Lawrence Nelson. And so that at that point, that threw up a few flags. And it was at that point that I said, you know, Blue Hill's going to have to win out. To go to the state tournament.
And they knew it. And they knew that they would, but they did it. Okay, we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll look at the scoring squads and wrap up this ball game here. Again, the Blue Hill Bobcats, the Lady Bobcats, are going to Lincoln with a 57-42 win over the Cambridge Trojans in the C25 District Tournament. We'll be back with more of your Civil Learning Center post-game show on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pennwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know the need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Pennwood.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Rob Oslin, Tyson Havronic, wrapping up the 225 District Championship, where the Blue Hill Bobcats have punched their ticket to Lincoln with a 57-42 win over Cambridge. I do not want to be lost within this broadcast the fact that Cambridge had a spectacular year and did a fabulous job. They should be congratulated. And you know what? I was just looking at the some of the Cambridge players that are still milling about here in the sea of blue, and there's not one head down. There's not I have not seen the tears. I haven't seen anything like that. I've seen a team recognize the fact that they came in here 18-4 and let a game slip away from them to a tough Blue Hill Bobcat team. But congratulations to the Cambridge Trojans, wrapping up the year 18-5. In that game tonight, Taylor Dowen, the 5A junior, scored 17 points. She had 10 points in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you remember Cambridge was starting to come back a little bit in that fourth quarter. When we started to see a really increased play from Taylor Dowen, Frankie Peterson, though, what can you say about her on the board? She was absolutely phenomenal. She was tearing down everything.
Yeah, she was bringing down that defensive force. She's going to be a very good addition to that Hastings College Bronco championship team right there, as a matter of fact. Peterson ends up with 11 points on the night. But, yeah, her biggest impact from that point guard position was just defensive boards and just doing an excellent job. Those are your top scorers for the Cambridge Trojans. For the Blue Hill Bobcats up on top, Christine Herrick had 13 points. Alyssa Willicott had 14 to lead the Bobcats. And then you get 10 points for Madison Coffey and 10 points for Melissa Overy. That's what needed to happen. You needed those three and four starters to step up and put some points on the board, and that's exactly what they did. You expect big numbers from Madison Coffey and Alyssa Willicott. That's what they're supposed to do. But Christine Herrick really played a fantastic game. And she had 7 points in the first half, and that was the shot in the arm that Blue Hill needed to get them back in there when they were down 6-0 to start this this ball game. But Alyssa Overy does a fantastic job. She picks up 10 points as well. Great job all around for Blue Hill. I just can't say enough about it. And Caitlin Company off the bench did a very clutch job. Big free throws for Madison Coffey and Emily Harrowfield, and just this whole team from the Blue Hill Bobcats just never ceases to amaze me. Someone always steps up and always does something to make the difference in the game.
Well, yeah, Robin, you know, any time that you can get four of your five starters to score in double digits, what a huge contribution from everybody. And it's just really their offense tonight. They really mixed it up, and they did such a great job of really confusing Cambridge, and they confused them early. They got off to a big lead early, but they were mixing it up offensively. They were just driving to the hole, forcing players to crash in, then they would pop it outside for a three, you know. And so and Madison Coffey, she was huge on the three-point arc tonight. All their three-pointers came in the first quarter, but those three-pointers were crucial. Your team was down 6-0, and you don't want to get off to that 6, you know, being down in the hole early, because that will just crush your momentum right out of the gate. It will take any excitement you have, any kind of adrenaline that you had coming in, you know, as the Cinderella. That's gone when they score 6 points. So Madison Coffey, a huge night in turning this thing around for Blue Hill. And I think that was everything, getting them back in the game.
Absolutely. And I credit Tim Strapp with the fact that he's able to reel in these Lady Bobcats and talk with them and call them down and say, look, they got off to a quick start. Cambridge got off to a quick start. It's not the end of the game. We still got three more quarters to play. And, in fact, they had three and a half more quarters to play at that point. And by the time that first period was over with, Blue Hill had turned it around and gotten the lead back and proved that they were ready to play. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will tell you about some of the other scores in the area that we have some finals for. So stick around. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist.
The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill has gone green. RP's Body Shop now uses an enviro-based waterborne paint and is the first body shop in the area to use this environmentally safe automotive PPG paint. Located half a mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Trust RP's Body Shop for all your automotive and glass needs. Rock and Tracy proudly support Blue Hill Athletics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Celebration continues on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you. Just watched the Blue Hill Bobcats earn their way to the Lincoln, to the state tournament that will begin next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and do have some other scores that we could pass along for you.
Yeah, Rob, St. Cecilia Hawkettes, also another team that's going to be punching their ticket to the state tournament with a 57-32 win over Milford. They played in Aurora tonight in one of the C1 district finals. And so the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, congratulations, Coach Kyle. It's been a long time coming. They're back in Lincoln, and St. Cecilia Hawkettes will play in Class C1, once again beating Milford 57-32. Don't forget, tomorrow we have Hastings College basketball on the air for you on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College, both the men and women, will be playing at the same time in their conference tournament, their respective conference tournament.
Big GPAC tournament.
Yeah, GPAC tournament. And so Mike will actually be going, doing his game on the road. And it's me, in fact. I will be with you for the game against Sioux Falls from Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll be having live updates from Lynn Farrell Arena during Mike Wolf's broadcast. So don't forget about Hastings College basketball tomorrow afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Looking very forward to it. An extremely exciting time of the year as we set the field. In fact, tomorrow morning we should know that what the field is for. The NSAA releases the tournament brackets for the women. Again, that'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Lincoln. And one thing that we do know for sure is that the Blue Hill Bobcat ladies will be there in Lincoln. So on that note, we will wrap things up. A congratulations to Joel Morgan, athletic director for the Blue Hill Bobcats, Coach Streff, and all the Lady Bobcats for doing an excellent job this year. A lot to be proud of and a lot for life ahead in Lincoln, so we're excited about that. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all of our sponsors out there for keeping us going all year long. We certainly appreciate it. Big Blue Hill Booster sponsors, businesses, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it and look forward to calling games for you down in Lincoln for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Thanks to Steph back at Mission Control. Always appreciate pushing the right buttons and doing what we got to do to keep us on the air and keep us going. I got to thank my wingman, too, Tyson Havronic. Appreciate you all season long as we'll wrap things up. And thanks again. Have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll see you back for the boys' districts coming up next week on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Your local sports favorites are here on The Breeze, 94.5. Go on to tune to your choice.
It came.